evening, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection on Live Talk, a forum where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, June the 7th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, focusing on the challenges and efforts to mobilize the youth to register to vote in the 2023 general elections. Lingaba lichona njani kwaziwa imuriye Zimbabwe, kusangana ukumuchirongwa chewe chidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaye kunyoresa kufota kana kuti voter registration. Uyezve zviri kuitwa nemasangano anoshanda nevechidiki kukurudzira vechidiki ava kuti vawanikwe vachinyoresa kuvhota musarudzo dza 2023 nekuti tiri kunzwa kuti vashoma vanhu vari kunyoresa zvikuru sei vechidiki saka tichange tichinzwa zvikonzero kubva kune vanoshanda nevechidiki ava. Lichona njani mtwakazo muhle kudibana kuhlelo lweThe Connection kona pa kuStudio 7 uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo yokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngoba sibone iZEC isungula uhlelo lweBlitz olokuphuma isiyabhalisa abantu ezabelweni kodwa sibone bebalutshwana ababhalisayo. Solwavalwa lolo hlelo njalo iZEC ithi ase abalokhu befuna ukubhalisa kumele baye emahofisini ayo kodwa abanye bakhala ngokuthi akhatshana lawo mahofisi. Ikakhulu abasakhulayo yibo ababikwa belenkinga bengani bayadonda bamadolonzima ukuthi babhalise. Ngakho sizaxoxa labasebenza labasakhulayo laba lamhlanje sizwe ukuthi inkinga kahle kahle ingaphi. We have our guests tonight, Mr. Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust. We also have Youngerson Matete of the organization Project 4263. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start off with Mr. Mazango. How are young people responding to voter registration in Lupane, there in Matabelele North, where you guys have a presence? Because we have seen during the voter registration blitz, we have seen many people not being forthcoming. How are young people responding?
Okay, thank you very much, Ntungameli. From our observations, is Lupane Youth for Development Trust. There is low turnout of young people that are turning out to register to vote. This is mainly attributed to poor communication, which is coming from ZEC, poor communication, which is also coming from political parties and other players that have interest in this process of mobilizing young people to register. There's basically lack of political will from the government to promote or to encourage young people register to vote. There is also lack of political will from the institution which is responsible to register young people to vote, which is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. This is demonstrated by not fulfilling its constitutional role to register potential voters on a throughout the year basis. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, we expect ZEC to be present in each and every community so that they register each and every young person who turns 18, which is the legal age for one to register to vote. What ZEC is basically doing, they are doing a periodic blitz to register people. And these blitz are not even giving enough time for young people to register. For instance, they did an initial blitz which was done in February. and the second blitz, which was done for less than 20 days in the month of April. This by its own, it all goes to show that ZEC is not fulfilling its constitutional mandate to register young people to vote. As a result, a lot of young people are left out or are not given that opportunity to register. For one to travel the furthest distance, which is from Kenyanjava to Lupane district, where ZEC is situated, it's about over 120 kilometers. And the transport system is very bad. The road network is also very bad. And the cost implications that are involved for someone to travel or to commute someone from Kenyandavu to Lupane district, it is very much expensive and out of reach for many young people to access that ZEC center. So basically, I would say young people, in as much as they will be willing to register and vote, there is zero political will from the institution responsible. There is zero political will from the government. There is also zero political will from the ruling party, which is basically in charge of running the government today. If we were to analyze the last blitz which was done in the country, they used the ward system, and each ward is about 5 or 6 villages, and the distance is involved for one to reach the centers that were created by the April blitz. It involved also longer distances that were costly and also time costing to these young people to reach the created centers. So basically, I would say, in as much as young people are willing, there are zero efforts to reach out to these potential voters. There is zero effort to politically send out messages or to encourage and mobilize these young people to participate by registering to be as voters for 2023 elections. So there's so much information blackout which is there, especially for young people. Elections are just a year away, but there is no currency, there is no mobilization, there is no effort to actually engage the young people to participate in the 2023 coming election. Mm-hmm. Coming to the ongoing IED registration, which is happening, which is ongoing right now.
On the issue of IEDs, Mr. Mazango, please hold your thought. We are coming to that. Let me bring in Mr. Matete, and please do stay on the line. Mr. Matete, in your orbit of operation, how are you relating with young people, and what are you hearing from them?
By the numbers that are provided by DIMSTEC, shows that in 2018 we had 4.2 million young people who were eligible to register to vote, but more than 1.5 of them were did not register. And by the projection again by the state advocate, it shows that from 2019 to 2023 there will be another more than 1.6 million people who will be eligible to register to vote. What am I saying here? I'm trying to say that we have the potential of registering 3 million young people in Zimbabwe, but this year alone, the blitz that we have done, that has been done by tech, might produce 160,000 new voters. So we chose it's just a false number. The reason being is that I want to be to what I call voter suppression, which in general it translates to voter apartheid. What am I saying by voter suppression? I'm simply saying that there are efforts that are being done to make sure that young people are not registering to vote. For example, I know that you said that you are going to talk about the issue of IT, but for someone to register, they need a national identity. For the whole of last year, we've been trying to mobilize young people to register to vote, but we say that we can mobilize around 10, 20 people, but 10 of them do not have a national identity. So what it means is that young people are not registering because they do not get a national identity card, even if they do want to register. These are the key factors. The second one is the lack of information and dissemination. Where even a lot of people just don't even know that they what are the questions they're going to believe, and where even if they believe where the presenters are going to be, and when they do not believe, where are they going to register? For example, there's been a lot of information, misinformation that is circulating around social media figures. Registration is closed, shows that there is a gap of communication in the network commission and people, which the third one is lack of civic education. We have been focusing much on voter registration, why are people registered to vote, but we are not paying attention to the issues that lead to voter registration. We are treating voter registration as an informed, but we don't yet see the voter informed, simply because we do not yet have a specific education that comes from government. Like it is in other countries, like in South Africa, UK, in America, where a child as young as age, is not widely reported for the report. So those are some of the reasons why we have looked at it in our current internal for that oppression. Thank you.
And when you say only 160,000 young people were registered during the blitz, Mr. Matete, are these first-time voters?
Yes, they are first-time voters. Those will be transferred, but the number of first-time voters, which are first-time voters.
And working with that number, I'm sure you guys have some projections as to how many people, how many young people, first-time voters would have registered by the time we go for elections next year.
Yes, our projection is our goal, but we should register at least 2 million young people. But going with this test, it shows that we would be, if you reach 500,000, get done in greater job. Because currently, we don't know when the bridge is going to come back. And the state of now we need to transport people as far as 200 kilometers to reach the port. I'll give you an example of Victoria Falls. We need to transport people to one district to reach the port, which is 200 kilometers. And the one person needs $20 to go there. And it's a high cost that has been carried. We have been managing to be that transport method, which is 10, 15, and it's not going to be consistent because of the resources. So if you reach 500,000, it's kind of space to get that number.
Thank you there, Vama Tete, and please do stay on the line. Vachango Tibata, Tripa Chirongwa, it's the connection, panopa live talk, Nefenyiro Yenyu, Ye Studio 7. Na. Abasana kusithuma sikuhlelo lwe-live talk, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Na, lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubhalisela ukuvota. Siyazi ukuthi uhlelo lwe-Blitz lwabuya lwadlula, kodwa sabona izeki sithi hayi balutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Lamhlanje silabela uPane Youth Development Trust, kanye elabe Project Vote 263. Okuzinhlanganiso ezisebenza labasakhulayo zibakhuthaza ukubana babhalisele ukuvota kukhetho luka 2023. Ndizoke kwamuri vamazango tisati taenda kunyaya yema IDs ya mambo taura nezvayo. Muri kuti imimi zeki inofanira kunge ichinyoresa munhu wega wega aga kana asvitsa makore 18. Izvi zvinofanira kuitwa automatically here kana kuti mbotisanangurira ipa.
Okay, bumbiro reZimbabwe rinokurudzira kana kuti rinopa masimba organization Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuti register wese chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinenge chasvitsa makore anokwana iwo 18 kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vaparticipate kana kuti vave part and parcel yevanhu vanoregistra kuvhota kana vachizondovhota pese panosarudzwa utungamiriri hwenyika yeZimbabwe. Asina izvozvo tiri kuona kuti iorganization yeZEC iri kutadza kuti iite constitutional mandate yaanosungirwa kuti vaite nezvikonzero zvekuti pane interference kana kuti tinofungira kuti pamwe vanenge vachikurudzirwa kunzi vasaregista vechidiki kuti kana kuti vari kupiwa mari shoma yatinotiwo national budget yaanoallocatwa pamwe dzimwe dzenguva ichikukwanisa kuti vave nemaofisi kana kuti vawanikwe kumacommunities kunogara vana vechidiki kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vavaregiste pese paanotenga makore anosvitsa iwo18.
But pa18 years yacho ipapo vamazango should it be automatic kuti alright munhu akasvitsa 18 years zvatozikanwa kuti atova muvoters roll?
Yes, kuyakutazwa sivili kuti masingakhangela imithetho yethu sikukuzele ukuthi siwutshintshe ukuthi senzele ukuthi wonke umntwana ozalwa elizweni laseZimbabwe mayefikisa iminyaka eyi-18 ahle fakwe kuvoters roll automatically, njalo kube sokusuka lokufu izifundiso ezizalandela ukuthi sibafundise ukuthi babe bephatheka ukuthi lapho okuthethwa khona iinkokeli zaselizweni leZimbabwe labo baphatheke. Inkokeli lezi kungaba ngama-councillors, kungaba ngama-members of parliament kumbe upresident waleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele njengezizalwane zaseZimbabwe sikhangele sicubungule ukuthi kufanele na ukuthi sifake lowo mthetho okuthi iZEC ifake ku-voters roll sonke isizalwane saseZimbabwe mase sifikise iminyaka eyi-18. Then kube sokusiba lezifundiso ezikhuthazayo ukuthi wonke umntwana waseZimbabwe ole minyaka engu-18 kusiya phezulu bakhuthaze ukuthi baphatheke kukhetho zonke iinketho eziza kuba khona elizweni laseZimbabwe. Yabona.
Okay, asiye kudaba lwama-IDs oke wakhuluma ngalo, udaba lwezithupha. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulohlelo lukahulumende lapho avula khona wathi okay, abantu abaningi likhala ngokuthi kalila zithupha, wozani-ke lizethatha izithupha. Luhamba njani lolo hlelo? Akusitshele ubungani uyakhonona ngalo.
Ya, lolu hlelo thina sike sibe lethuba ukuthi silandelele ukuthi lezi zisebenzi zika-registrar general zipha njani abantwana abasakhulayo izithupha. Siyananzelela sibili ukuthi bayekethesile sibili into eziningi njalo basebenza lapho esike zalandelela sinanzelela ukuthi bazama sibili ukuthi baphe abantu izithupha, kodwa kulo hlupho lokuthi izithupha abazipayo lezi aziso zithupha ezimodeni kumbe sikhangele ukuthi ku-2022 ilizwe laseZimbabwe libe lisipha ama-citizens izithupha ezinjalo, because bapha izithupha zakudala leziyana okwakuthiwa ngama-waiting pass ezephepha ezokuthi singanethwa lizulu siyadabuka kumbe umbhalo lwana uyaphela ngokuya kwesikhathi, njalo liphepha ukuthi lingadabuka alila guarantee ukuthi umuntu uzaba lalo for isikhathi eside. Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi i-process abayenzayo ukuthi baphe izithupha lezize ziyephuma kuyathatha amalanga. Abantwana bahamba bethatha izithupha njenganamuhla bathatha ama-photos, kodwa abantu bakorejistra abayenelisi ukuthi babephe izithupha khonapho khonapho. Bayatshela ukuthi lizophenduka ngelanga elinje lizokolekta izithupha zenu. And siyananzelela futhi ukuthi from ukuxoxisana labantu bakorejistra bakhala ngokuthi ama-materials abawasebenzisayo kwesinye isikhathi ayatshisa impikitha le yabayebeyithethe okugcina besenza ukuthi bayenze ukuthiwa yi-reshooting, bathatha ama-impikitha le anakutya futhi again kugcina sokuthatha amalanga amaningi ukuthi akontanga babe lezithupha.
Ndimbozokera kwamuri vamatete imanzwa nyaya yema-IDs iri kutaura navamazango nemiwo mambotaura nezvayo. Saka manga muchiti nyaya yema-IDs kana kuti zvitupa zviri kubatika here kwamuri where you guys are operating?
Oh, it's okay. So yeah, it's too far in your mistake in Zimbabwe because number one, there are two scenarios. Many of COVID-19, my office will remain the anger cover, but 2020, Kusika, maybe Tanga people in the Padanga office. For the past 3 years, also, many of our cover, here is the Japan or what it was too far. Can also have a certificate. Then, for the first time, I will be able to. Canada in 1982, 1985, 1995, so, you know, Africa, what are the restrictions of the United States? You put it to marry the people for what you need to do in a stupor. In the Guyana and Mali, you found two different certificates. Saka, correct, come up, please say, suppose the subsidies, why I'm asking one man of quality, but she's a mystic one was not stupor. She put 6 out of 10 young people who changed 18 in 2019 up to now, it's not every IG, initially discussed. So what the first factor putting in your age limitation of the your name my constituents come my wife after guns are passed is what shall say and after pages that go down but I want to take consideration again if I never want to take this was not super but if you could use this minute which is super but when you go there that you have to see how you can number you can swing or that was speak our civil register saka wana wakwanda wana super saka wakwanda wana super
aya iye zvitupa vamatete muri kutaura kuti kumatevelele nduku yenyaya yekukura hundi ko kune dzimwe nzvimbo like mbare yamuri kutaura chikonzero ndechei chiri kuita kuti vanhu vawanikwe vasina zvitupa
ora isso acontece aí o ano em si por exemplo se vai cair a calendar vai cair isso aí na partilha o porque vai cair se com zumbi língua se não é que tinha língua é cada se for aí para tu agora com o mês agora com o mês o meio com o mês agora com o mês agora com o dia com o mês o quando para o julho se tá com barre vai com o dia agora com o dia com na setembro e de mim resistente é uma barre resistente já não é a não ser que tu faças ainda uma coisa para pinta quanto não é já tudo está acontecendo se calhar não se importa se você quer ir para esta calenda não se não tiver alguma coisa já se não se isso as coisas não ganham força não porque mas dizes mas diz que tinha se passado no trânsito já não pela tu para fazer isso ao fundo já não anda o chão já o escuro nem nem você tipo já está tudo a andar
ai isso é bom numza na matete vai matete não gostando aí irambai muri para o narreio abasanda kusikuma vachangoti bata tiri pachirongwa the connection chirongwa chatinokupa kura ichipiri chega chega pano pane pfenyuro ye studio survey na uyezve nasi lamhlanje sikhuluma ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota esingathi ivota registration na silomnumzana tawanda mazango owenhlanganiso yelupane youth development trust kanye lo Youngerson Matete owenhlanganiso ye project 4263 ndizokere kwamuri vamazango engiphenduke kuwe siyake sizwe nxa sibona abasakhulayo sikhuluma labo bebhala kuma-social media lapha uze umuntu esithi hayi mna angisoze ngivote vele omunye ethi avele akula angaze mvote empilweni yami umbuza ukuthi ngasizathu bani It doesn't make a difference ngoba even singaze sivote ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyaziwa ukuthi luya kuliphi ibandla. Nxa likhulumisana labo abasakhulayo khona ngapha eLupane la kwezinye indawo, yiziphi izizathu elizitholayo ezenza abasakhulayo bengafuna ukubhalisa?
Thina siyananzelela ukuthi abasakhulayo sebedidekile lokhu kubangwa ukuthi uhulumende silaye kalaleli njalo kathathi imboni yabasakhulayo. Kulama processes ayenzakalayo ukuthi abasakhulayo engxenye babuthaniswa. Sinanzelela izinto ezinjengama parliamentary hearings, baphe imbono yabo ukuthi hayi befisa ukuthi izinto ziyenze kanje. Njalo abasakhulayo ikakhulu asabake baparticipate kuma-elections sebeke baphuma ngokuningi wabe siyavota, njalo ivoti yabo ezange yahlonitshwa. Izinto ezinjalo ziyenza abasakhulayo bethitheke becine besithi hayi singaze thina sisukume siphatheke kuhlelo zikahulumende. Akukho okutshintshayo, akukho esingakutsho okuzathathwa kube put into consideration. Ezikhathini eziningi amaprocesi lawa ayenzwa ukubuthaniswa abasakhulayo baphe imbono yabo just to legitimize amaprocesses kahulumente ayabe sevele sepasile kudala. Kuyabe kusenzwa nje ukugcwalisa maybe ukuthi kukhanye ngazathi uhulumente uyalandelela amaprocesses ngendlela i-constitution etsho ngayo, kodwa kungayisikho kunjalo kungayenzwa ukuthi kungayenzwa ngenhliziyo yokugcwalisisa i-constitution yethu yaseZimbabwe. Esikhathini esiningi into lezi yabe zisenzwa just to rubber stamp ama-decisions ayabe seyenziwe kudala nguhulumende. So lizathola ukuthi abasakhulayo vele athesi bakhala ngokuthi imbono yabo vele ayithathwa ayiqiniswa. Njalo uhulumende silaye kababoni njengengxenye engaphatheka kugovernance yaleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. And okunye esikunanzelelayo njalo ukuthi abasakhulayo abakho prioritized ikakhulu masesikhangele ukuthi baphiwe ama-documents azabayenza baphatheke kuma-processes kahulumende. Esikhathini esiningi into lezi yenzwa for political reasons or just to fulfill political ends. So abasakhulayo labo bayakunanzela kuna becine besithi hayi liyabe lifuna ukusebenzisa ukuze thina sigcwalisise izifiso zabo, not for the bigger goal ukuthi kugcwalise izifiso zikaZulu. So lezi ngezinye izinto ezenza abasakhulayo becine besithi hayi thina sisafuna ukuthi siphatheke kuhlelo ezibuya nohulumende.
But it can't be the government's fault every time, Mazango, ngoba ngokungavoti abasakhulayo laba, do they understand ukuthi the decision not to vote really has a bearing on the outcome of the election? Bayakuzwisisa yini khona?
Ngiyabonga ngombuzo nalowo. Khonapho yikho sokumele siphatheke njengezinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo njengama citizens are enlightened. So kumele siphatheke sonkeni lapho esihamba khona ukuthi sibe sixwayisa laba abasakhulayo, sikhulumisana labo njalo sibabonise ukuthi hayi lesi sinqumo bayabe sithethe sokuthi abafuni ukuphatheka kwezokuvota kuyabancindezela kanjani. Kumele sincedisane njengoZulu lapho esihamba khona, kumele sincedisane ngobuningi bethu sihambe mawula abantwana abaleminyaka engu-18 njengomzali umele ohlale labo phansi ukhulumisane labo njalo babonise ukuthi kumele bayenzeni njengama-active citizens, njengama-responsible citizens ukuthi kumele basukume baphatheke ngobuningi babo ukuze sisuppresse whatever the mechanizations eziyabe zikhona ezokuthi kuncindezelwe kumbe abasakhulayo bengaphathi ekuvotheni kwaleli lizwe. Le yi-responsibility ya wonke umuntu o-enlightened, yi-responsibility ya wonke umuntu olomntwana ole-18 years and above, yi-responsibility yenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, yi-responsibility ye-ZEC, njalo yi-responsibility amanye amabandla aphathekayo kwezepolitics ukuthi sisukumeni sonke ngobuningi siyenze okuthiwa yi-voter education. Sifundise laba abasakhulayo ukuthi hayi kumele babe le energy, kumele babe le hope, meleva babe ukukhangelela ukuthi mabe ngasukuma ebayiregister ukuvota mabe ngasukuma njalo bayafatheka ku 2023 bayevota ngokuningi babo izifiso zabo zizaphuma kulelo khetho lika 2023.
And given the apathy amongst young people, Mnumzana Mazango, we have heard abanye abenhlanganiso esifana lani really developing esingathi fatigue. But you know, kunzima ukuthi uqhubeke ukhuluma ngento eyi-one utshela umuntu athi hayi hambe ebhalisa ngoba kuqakathekile ukuthi uvotile, whether uvotele izanu kumbe uvotele i-triple C kumbe uvotele i-MDCT, it doesn't matter. Okubalulekileyo yikuthi uhambe uyebhalisa. Sibona kusiba le fatigue kwabanye esikhuluma labo, given that kind of apathy. What keeps you going as the Ilupane Youth Development Trust?
Tina sikhuthazwa kakhulu isekelo sombuso esilaso iconstitution yethu yaseZimbabwe etsho yona ukuthi i-voter registration is an ongoing process ukuthi kumele yenzakale from day number 1 up to day 365 of omnyaka ka 2022-2023 kusiyani, it's an ongoing process. So khonoko thina kuyasikhuthaza njalo thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza nabasakhulayo siyananzelela ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi bakhona abasakhulayo babe bethena iminyaka engu-18. So kumele sihlale siphatheka ukuthi si-encourage njalo si-mobilize bonke abasakhulayo ngazonke izikhathi ukuthi soon as bethena iminyaka besiba neminyaka engu-18 kumele bayenelise ukuthi bayirejista ukuvota. Njalo kungapheleli ukuthi ekurejisteni ukuvota kodwa kumele sibakhuthaze ukuthi bangarejisti ukuvota mhla wama-elections kumele bathene up bayevota ngobuningi babo. Thina lokhu yasikhuthaza sibili and si-encourage ukuthi sibe sisebenza labasakhulayo njalo siyananzelela ukuthi singamobilize abasakhulayo ukuthi bayephatheka kulolu uhlelo lwama-registrations okuvota nokuvota kwakhona. Kuyatranslata directly ku-development yelizwe lethu because babe umuntu angarejista ukuvota angayavota that particular person or that particular youth ngazonke izikhathi by virtue of ukuthi waregista waparticipate ekuvoteni uba lo ntshukutshuko okuthi abe sisiba ekhangela ezinye izinto ngelihlo lokuthi kathi ukansela wami uyenzani, kathi u-MP wami uyenzani, kathi upresident welizwe uyenzani ukuthi athuthukise kumbe akukuzela i-development yezindawo ababevela kizo. So ngazonke izikhathi thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labakhulayo si-encourage kakhulu njalo si-motivated ukuthi masingaba-encourage ukuthi barejiste ukuvota bayevota. Esikhathini esiningi abantu ababeparticipate kuvoting baba lelihlo le-development, baba lelihlo lokuthi to hold ama-elected officials accountable ukuthi bababuze ukuthi kathi lokhu likwenzeleni, indaba lithethe isinqumo sokuthi lenze lokhu. Lokhu kudalwa ukuthi umuntu lona uyabe waparticipate in the process yokuvota.
Mm-hmm. And let me throw that question also to Vamatete. Given the apathy yevechidiki Vamatete, what keeps you guys going as Project Vote 263? See, chinokupwa imanyukunyuku kuti murambe muchiparidza evhangeri rekunyoresa kuvota.
Oh, okay. So isusu chinangwa chedu ndechekuti tinoda kupromota youth participation and multi-party democracy beyond nyaya dzekuvota. So zvandambotaura zvazva kuti isu tiri kungonya vanhu maorganisation anonyafokasana kuti vanhu vaite ngani kuvote ngavhote pasina kuvatsanangura zvanyatsokukoshera kuvota kwacho. So our first objective is to make sure that young people understand why it is important to vote, why it is important to participate beyond voting, to make sure that they hold elected officials accountable, they hold the government accountable, to make sure that they safe delivery, all those things they contribute to citizen awareness. So our major objective is to create informed citizens who are able to hold the elected official to account. So that's the first object that we have before we go to issue of equal register of voter. So Chatunya Kosheta Pangwa and Kutuangawa and MCO, for which one of the voter. Then we have seen a thing here, make it all a good by speaking to register of voter and supporters of Kafanana. Yes, it's okay, but in here, put it for any was it our one at Tasha Serial. Panning Punzo, only was it Punza. Nina kuti kumashure kune yakatarika zvakawanda zvekuti maelections ari kubirwa pane musangano unoona nezvemaelections riri kutema rakareira rimwe divi. Saka vechidiki vanenge vachitamba vachibvunza saka nyaya dzakadero how are you going to make sure that our vote is safe? So ndivo zvimwe zvinenge zvichida kutsanangura vanechidiki kuti what is your responsibility in democracy? What is your responsibility kumaelections as a citizen? So that's one thing, that's our drive, to make sure that young people understand their responsibility in governance, in democracy, in elections. That's the first and foremost responsibility that we have as an organization. And also, when you are in Zimbabwe, we speak in Zimbabwe, there is a lot of frustration. So, if you are going to go to the people, nekuti vanogara mumadhorobha nemakanyanya vhota apati vechidiki vari kuti hatisimboonawo mari achitakurwa vatoita vhotera vacho vanenge vachiita unosaka basa dzemhuri dzavo havasi kudzoka kwatiri saka tiri kuti tirizama kuti tikonekte vechidiki nevatungamiri vavangawo makansela maMP kuti vange vachicreata relationship vachiitawo zvisemo zvavo so that they also have faith in leadership, in political leadership. And the another issue that you also make sure that is an organization. We try to push in the diaspora for in Tingamini. The Kutsi was drugs of one that is about to happen the first of Yakuti, who put me with Baba Ramas Kanaka, Bavantis or political persecution. So I find it unofficially there are more than 5 million Zimbabweans right outside Zimbabwe. So that we are pushing out in the diaspora for this organization. In line with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Section 67, in order for every Zimbabwean at 18 years, I'm going to go to the next one. That's another objective that we have also as an organization.
Panyaya diaspora vote vamateti akaona Newsday ichiburitsa nhau yekuti I think was it last week nhau yekuti Speaker of Parliament vari kuti mitemo ngaigadzirwe vanhu vari kudiaspora vagone kuvhota. Asi tiri kuziva kuti bato riri kutonga riri panyanga rakambotaura rinogara richitaura kuti hanyaya yediaspora vhoti iri kunetsa. Ivo havagoni kuti vange vachibuda vachinokampeina kune dzimwe nyika nenyaya yemasanctions, saka havadi kuti paitwe nyaya yediaspora vote. Muri kuona zvichiitika izvozvo sei? Because for the 2023 elections I bet is out of the question, but musarudzo dziri kuuya after that, muri kuzviona zvichiitika here?
Nyaya yamutaura ndeyechokwadi kuti Speaker of Parliament vakataura mashoko atakafarirawo isusu bato civil society organizations kuti kakunge kuine diaspora vote. Nenyaya yekuti Constitution yeZimbabwe vatungamiri inobvumira nyaya yediaspora vote because zvandambotaurakuti Section 67 inoti munhu wese muZimbabwe ane makore 18 ekuzvara anofanira kunge achirejista kuvhota ende achivhota zvisinei nekuti anogara kupi. Asi nenyaya yekuti electoral act yedu yaitaura nezvinyaya inotaura zvinyaya poll based system, saka diaspora kwe kusina that poll based system, ma polling stations. But nyaya yamataura yekuti bato rezanupf rinoti iro hari pasinokampeina kudiaspora nekuti rine masakarwa nemasanction. Yes, no, but I'm a city of the assets that are PF in structures in America, in structures in the UK, in structures all over Western countries. So, at least you could see one of our structures, same in our North America, our structure, our first campaign, but from a sanction, you look to our campaign of city. As well as part of the environment, you guys also. TTP reputing is able to see. Can I ask you of my Western country, because of one of my sanctions? Kuwai wasinga kumi diaspora kuti msaada kumwasta masanchiens. Zora zvakwanda zvemu Zimbabwe zviri mumasaada kazi magata semna na Zambia, South Africa, Botswana. Kuwai wasinga kumi diaspora kuti mikaizo. Kuwasina masanchiens. So tiongoone ise kuti batole sana pia kuri kutunga na rikuta kuwanda arone chikume. Na kuti awas kuda kuti wanu iku. Adi zvi kuti wanu asitu wanu akanda kunze kwenye kawadi. Ika na I don't know. Pati zema sanctions kungowanda ni chikume. Chete.
I want to note and Vamatete, please do stay on the line as I bring in Vamazango. Mr. Mazango, the current voter registration, the ongoing exercise, Zek is saying that people should go and register at its 73 offices across the country. Zek has 73 offices open now for registration, and Zimbabwe is a very big country. We have 210 parliamentary constituencies and almost 2,000 wards, council wards, 1,958. Do you guys have anything, any engagement with ZEC to address such anomaly?
Thank you very much. I think that on its own, it demonstrates what I said earlier, that ZEC has failed and ZEC is failing to deliver its constitutional mandate to register people, citizens of Zimbabwe as voters. It's impossible for 73 stations to register or to cover over 1,000 polling stations that are located around the country. By that, Tinasiti is regular, if yes, regular, in Jalo, they are not delivering on the mandate to register people, citizens, that 2018 throughout the year. And these 73 stations are static. They are not moving. It could have been better had it been that the 73 stations are mobile. They will move on a weekly basis, probably, to cover the stations that are, the polling stations that are dotted around each and every district. Say for Lupane is 28 wards, and the distance that are involved, especially for some wards, you talk of the Kenyan Davo, the Jandanda wards, it's over 100 kilometers to reach the Lupane district office. So for a young person who is 18, and actually taking into consideration the economic factors that are affecting young people, 99% of young people won't be able to have the bus fares to reach that polling, that ZEC center, which is in the panel. So it is impossible for ZEC to actually claim that they are open throughout the year. The fact of the matter is that ZEC is closed. ZEC is not capable to register people that would have turned 18 or potential voters for 2023 elections or for any other coming elections. ZEC has failed to deliver its constitutional mandate.
And Ilupane, ile office one will tell ZEC where you can register.
Yes, Lupane is only one ZEC office, which is at Lupane District Center.
And yoni zeki imazango selike lazama inokukhuluma layo ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyadingeka ukuthi ilete njalo i voter registration blitz kumbe ivula amanye ama office endaweni ezijeneyo elupane lakwezinye indawo ukuze abantu bazifinyelele benelise ukuyabhalisa kungela ukuhamba imango emide?
From ukuxoxisana lezek yaselupane because ngabantu esiphila lawo ama-officials ezek impendulo abasipha yona ukuthi abala ma-resources ukuthi bangene emakhaya kodwa bayamukela ukuthi makungaba le nhlanganiso ezila ma-resources mobilize ama-youth kumbe abantu babefuna ukurejista then sibe sesibabiza bakhululekile ukuthi babuye bazobarejista in those communities but esikubonayo ukuthi izek le-government yasezimbabwe isitransfera i-responsibility yayo to inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukuthi zibe yizo ezibhabhula lowo mthwalo okuthi kurejistre ama-citizens bayekwayenelisa ukuthi bavote okuba yikho ukuthi i-government konke lasezek sebebalekela i-constitutional mandate yabo yokuthi bathwale lowo mthwalo then inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ziphatheke ukuthi sincedise lapho kusilela khona izek ayikhona ukuthi thina sibe yithi esithwala lowo mthwalo wonke.
Go vechidiki vekumaruwa vari kuti chiwo vari kunyoresa here kana kuti I know you guys are based in Lupane Urban, but I'm sure you are working with vechidiki kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana zvinosanganisira kuma reserve.
Yes, sikhuluma kunje izolo besisemakhaya simonitor lava vari abapi i-department yeCivil Registry. Besisemakhaya njalo sinanzelele ukuthi abasakhulayo bayathatha izithupha njalo bayaphiwa izithupha ngobuningi babo. Sikhuluma kunje baningi asebelezithupha ukuthi bayehlule kufinyelela ama-offices ezek ukuthi ngabe i-blitz iyaphinda yenzakale kumbe lapho kuhamba khona abantu beCivil Registry mabeqeda ukuthi baphiwe abantu izithupha bayenelisa ukuthi abaphiwe izithupha baphume bahambe la bahle berejisti ukuthi bayevota babe ngabantu abayenelisa ukuthi bavote kuma-elections azayo kodwa esikunandlelayo ukuthi izithupha bayaphiwa ezepepa of course kodwa bayehlule ukuthi bafinyelele lapho kulama-offices. So umthwalo omningi ususalela kwinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kumbe umthwalo omningi ususalela kulaba bethiwe izithupha ukuthi badinga izindlela zokuthi bayefinyelela baze bayefika elupane bayenelisa ukuthi bathathe bayenelisa ukuthi barejiste ukuvota.
Thank you there, Mr. Mazango, and please do stay on the line. For those who've just joined in, this is The Connection on Live Talk. And we are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, especially efforts by civil society organizations to convince young people why they should register to vote in the 2023 general elections. And as we head towards the finish line tonight, I'd like us to talk about the issue of political violence. Ndi dzoke kwamuri vamatete. Nyaya ye mhirizhonga inyaya inowanzonetsa zvikuru kana takuenda kusarudzo. Uyezve 2 weeks ago takaona pachiita mhirizhonga kukwekwe. Where the Citizens Coalition for Change alleged that they were attacked by ZANU-PF, but ZANU-PF denied the allegations. Also, we know that a CCC activist, Moplessing Ali, is missing currently. She was abducted allegedly on May 24. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. The CCC says politically motivated, but the police says no. Nyaya yemhirizhonga iyi vamatete muri kuionawo sei, uyezve vechidiki muri kumbovakurudzirawo kuti vasaite zvemhirizhonga here besides kuti muvakurudzire kunyazi kuti vavote?
Nyaya yemhirizhonga muzimbabwe musanhu dzemuzimbabwe inyaya inobvira Mainly, in Zimbabwe, there is a lot of polarization, and the campaign has been inspired from 2000. After the one and the politics that we have in Zimbabwe, there is a Kuti who is going to get what, and this is a Kuti is not to save one. Tanganamun, as much as you save one, I know it's a little bit of a Tarangari process and after violence. When you think we say about politics, we are concerned about domestic violence. And the last thing that we want to talk about is domestic violence in 2000. That was Zumba. I am not sure if that can be implemented. If we see a car, bakatombo sumba ne police zvikabuda asi hapana zvakazoitika kumashure mazvo. Saka vazhinji vane vachitarisa nyaya dzese kuona kuti ukatadzwe matongerwo enyika ukafa kana kuti ukarohwa hapana mapurisa haazoiti basa ravo. Nyaya yemublessing ali inyaya inorwadza sitirei kuti mapurisa ari kutiwo arikutaura nyaya yerekei nenyaya yembwa nekuti munhu zvetu vaunhunganyanga ikonongako nyaya yekuti imbwa yaita noisi. I think it's a problem. Of my local authorities, of my MPs, of my representatives, are doing my program that's in our promoter peace, and we can have to close but we can have a relation with the National Secretary, you know, till 2008, June, you know, one of the ones will come next year, and it's a simple one as we can carry.
Isaka, ma initiatives are more kuita, aya, are you tambirwa, zvakanaka here nevezanupf vacho nevetriple c, just to mention these two main political parties.
Maitipita sezvanakuta zvanzo kuti muzimbabwe mune lot of polarization. So far patine lot of bit of resistance kuti pakaita vanenge vabva vakaona mafesi nevanenge pati vanogona kutaresista. Saka tichatogona kutiae tichitsvaka vanhu maleaders edifferent political parties vovai vanenge vachiinkarija vamwe chitikwawo kuti yachitambe mitambo yakati yaise zvakati. Hatichanyanyei tinge tiri pafulfrant because muzimbabwe unowanzo zvemango vanhu vanoshandira serizimuchezo vanosanda vari vakarega kuopozisini ndo zvimwe zvine zvichikanganisa. And nenyaya yekuti also muri mukushanda imomo munosangana zvakawanda munogona kusungwa we try to work also with the government and other departments such as National Peace and Reconciliation Commission and other organs of the state, the adopting the chapter 12 of the institutions to make sure that we promote peace ahead of the elections. But we still have a lot of work to do. Many of us also the number of vemapurisa yedu kana vesecurity vanoda kuti vane rimwe divi ravanofarira rimwe havanyanyorifarira. Saka pisi pacha inoedza kusatsena because kuti pisi ive sustainable panguva ume pai anenge akanganisira panguva ume paine justice. Asi kana pakashaikwa justice hapana tichatogona kuwadzirwa because unenge achikonda vanhu unomboendera mberi achikonda vanhu because hanga achafana zvandinoitwa. Uyo anenge akonde wavo haangazivi kuzuro setsikomorosa voko munhu akupona akakonda mai vakone zuro ungoti hazvina basa. Saka tinofa unge chioso inkarisa nyaya yejustice but nyaya kutaura kuti makosi mapolisi seems to create also a bit of a side yavanenge vachitora ndo zvimwe zvekuita home back issue yepeace.
Aywa, tinotenda enda. Let me go to Ramasango nenyaya ye violence. Utaba lodlakela lina Mazango liluphatha njani khona ngapho elupane eMath North? Liyakhulumisana labo abasakhulayo from amabandla atshiyeneyo njalo bathi?
Siyabonga thina njengelupane Youth for Development Trust ukuze sinqabele udlame njalo i-violence kwezepolitics. Sesithathe izinqumo eziningi njalo siyazama ukuthi siyenze sicreate ama-platforms lapho siyabiza khona abasakhulayo njalo ekubabizeni kwethu we make sure ukuthi siyayenza after i-deliberate mobilization ukuthi siyananzela ukuthi kumele sibize abasakhulayo abameleli i-ZANU-PF abameleli i-MTCT i-TCC namanye amabandla atshiyeneyo ukuze baphatheke masibabizile njalo siyabiza nenkokheli zabo ukuthi zibuye zibe khona bahlale ku-same table babe lokukhulumisana labasakhulayo njalo sixoxe ngendaba ezayenzakalayo kumbe kungaba ziyenzakale kathesi maduzane kumbe kwayenzakala kudala lokhu siyenzela ukuthi masingakhuluma ngama-legacies awe-violence ayenzakala kudala sidinge ama-solutions such that asichiyeli kumbe i-legacy leyo asiyiqhubeli ama-generations abuyayo ukuze bahlale besilwa ngezinto ezayenzakala kudala siyagqugquzela sibile ukuthi kungabe kukhona okwayenzakala kudala okungayenzakala ngendlela enhle kube nokuxoxisana nokukhulumisana njalo kube nokuthi kudingwe indlela zokuthi abantu bangasolisana njani siyakwazi ukuthi isintu sethu silezindlela sibili zokulungisa izinto eze-violence eziyabe zayenzakala kudala we also have i-constitution yethu ile ndlela futhi zokuthi inqabele njalo isolve ama-conflicts ayabe yenzakala kuma-communities ikakhulu akhangelene lezepolitics njalo asikhiyi ama-institutions akhangele ukuthi anqabele ama-conflicts mangikhuluma ama-institutions sikhangele ama-organization njenge-ZRP o-NPRC ama-courts ethu even i-parliament yona ngwayo ikhona ukuthi inqabele njalo ukuthi iqhuquzele ukuthi kube lokuphilisana kuhle phakathi kwamphakathini ezigabeni zethu ezivela kizo so esikhathini esiningi siyaviza ama-stakeholders atshiyeneyo sibe lapho sikhethe ama-platforms sihlale phansi sixoxisane njalo kube lokukutshelana iqiniso ukuthi hhayi wena kumbe i-institution leyi umsebenzi onje aliwuphathi ngendlela kumele liwuphathe ngendlela enje we-encourage i-truth telling esikhathini esiningi ukuthi kube lokukhulunywa okweqiniso njalo siyakhuthaza sibilithi we create ama WhatsApp platforms ukuthi ngazo zonke izikhathi kube lokuxoxisana phakathi kwe ama players aphatheka kwezepolitics sila ama platforms amaningi kakhulu and thina abe civil society singasakhangela ilupane ye youth development sasi kuphela kodwa silamanye ama civil organizations esiphatheka lawo babe beyingxenye yalawa ama-WhatsApp platforms kumbe ama-platforms lapho esiyabe sixoxa khona ukuze siyenelise ukuthi siyatshela ama-political players ukuthi bahlale bakuleni ye-peace whenever bangadeviata from the lane of peace we should be able to call them and tell them ukuthi hhayi lokhu eselukwenza ayisikho esikufisa njengelupane njengezizalwane zaselupane kumbe ayisiyo i-development esiqhukuzela elupane so esikhathini esiningi siyi-watchdog entweni ukuthi we make sure ukuthi akubi le-violence eluphane ingaba khona i-violence ushudebo ukuthi we call a spade a spade siyababiza sibatshele ukuthi hayi lokhu esilukwenza ayisikho esikukhangelileyo njengabantu beluphane kumbe abantu bezimbabwe jikelele.
That brings us to the end of our show. This has been The Connection on Live Talk, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. I'd like to extend a big thanks to our guests tonight. That's Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust, as well as Yangasen Matete of Project 4263. That's it, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date on the connection next Tuesday. I am Tungamilinkomo.